All right, welcome back, everyone, to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're wrapping up the first hour with a company update from GR Silver Mining. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. GR Silver Mining is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. Now, Marcio, because this is the first time that I am bringing you and GR Silver Mining onto the weekend show, I want to provide a quick little background. So the company's strategy, you're focused in Mexico, in the Rosario Mining District. You started with the San Marcial property. You used some past work, some past drill holes to generate a resource that was released at the beginning of 2019. This resource came in almost at 50 million ounces of silver equivalent. Throughout 2019, you were exploring some of the new targets at San Marcial. And then just recently, there was some pretty important news that all started at, I believe it was the beginning of March, and it came to an acquisition of the Plomosas project. Now, this is very close, pretty much adjacent to the San Marcial project. So still in the Rosario Mining District, you acquired the Plomosas project from First Majestic. It was one of their non-core assets, but there's a lot of historical work, much like the San Marcial project that you are currently going through. Can you please just give us a little synopsis of the strategy of GR Silver Mining and how you continue to work with some of this old data to build resources?
For sure. Thanks, Corey, for having me here. The strategy of the company has been from the beginning to acquire at low cost more resource advanced stage, developing stage projects, taking advantage of where the market was, or opportunities that would provide synergies with our existing portfolio in the Rosario Mining District. That's one of the most famous mining districts in Mexico for silver and gold. Going to your point about how we are dealing and investigating, validating the drill holes, and using that information as a support for upcoming resource estimation in six areas inside Plomosas. The way we have done all the work and validating all the data goes back to December when we signed the letter of intent to acquire the property from First Majestic when they invited us. We've been validating all the documentation, paper, digital, asset certificates, reports, and today we believe that we have two groups of drill holes in that project. One-third, it's not from this year, but it's very recent. It's one-third was drilled by First Majestic from 2016 to 2018 with all the QAQC chain of custody and documentation, which make us comfortable to say that they are fully compliant to support a resource estimation. The other two-thirds was drilled by Grupo Mexico until 2001. And we have most of the documentation that proves the existence of those holes. And we are validating the location of the collars in the field. Most of them, of these two-thirds, we have the core, which you can go back in and validate as well. The First Majestic drill holes, we have all the core. So the idea is to release, as we validate each set of holes at each one of these six areas, and for the first time, show to the public the multiple veins, different structures, not only lead and zinc, that the history of the project was on a lead and zinc small mine, but also kilos of silver and tens of gold grades in different veins that we are discovering that will form the basis for the resource and estimation of a multiple vein system, not just one vein, probably five, three, four veins in each one of these areas on a strike length probably 500 meters or more. That's what we're working.
Okay, so just a little one more note here is that you do have over almost 600 historic drill holes from First Majestic and Grupo Mexico that you are intending on sampling and releasing to the market. Some of the recent news, though, has come from a couple of the different zones, a total of 6 priority zones you have outlined. We've seen some high-grade silver, and just recently, on April 23rd, we got some results of higher-grade gold intercepts, too. What can you share with us in terms of, so far, what these results have shown you?
So the results are showing us that it's very important to have all the drill data in a 3D model, because another point for the audience is that nobody has ever put all these 583 drill holes in a 3D model. Nobody has ever done a resource estimation for this area. So when you look in a 3D model, you can really connect the dots and start to separate the veins. And we have identified that now we have 2 different types of mineralization at Plomosas. One is the traditional polymetallic breccia that has 2-3% zinc and lead, 350 grams, 400 grams per ton silver, 1-2 grams per ton gold. But we also have the 1,000, 2,000, or even more grams per ton of silver, 10, 20, and we had a news release of 70 grams per ton of gold in one interval. They are completely different, because the polymetallic lead and zinc is more on a breccia 45 degree angle fault. The silver and gold is more on a steeper fault that's 80 degrees in a completely separate geological setting.
So what will the overall plan at Plomosas be? Understanding that you still have a lot of this core that you can sample, but will there be a strategy to get some drills on site?
So as we are moving in a more advanced stage to validate and have everything 3D, we are likely to bring external engineers, qualified people to start working on how we can approach to start doing some basic resource estimation in each one of these 6 areas. The first one that we are going to look at is the San Juan, which we released on April 13th, 3.5 meters with 1,400 grams per ton of silver and probably close to 15 grams per ton of gold. And inside that interval, we had 70 centimeters at 6,000 grams per ton of silver and 70 grams per ton of gold. The external engineer might require some drill holes just to put some to validate some zones. That's why you might bring some external drill rigs to do some work. The second area would be Plomosas around the mine. And the other ones, the other 4 areas, probably next year. The San Juan, we expect to have the resource before December. And you try to be aggressive and have the Plomosas as well. But the first one is the San Juan.
Okay, so you're going to be releasing individual resources focused on each of these areas then.
That's the strategy. They are not connected. They are parallel. So each one is a different area for multiple sets of veins. For example, San Juan, if you look at the news release on April 13th, there's a cross-section that we have 4 steep faults that might carry the silver and gold, and 1 shallow dipping fault that carries the polymetallic.
Okay, so treating them all as different deposits, but again, you still have all these drill holes that you get to release to the market, so it keeps costs low for the company, especially when you don't have a drill or don't need a drill on site. Now, what kind of work can you be undertaking during this time that Mexico is under a bit of a shutdown? I understand that mining activities can continue in Mexico, but there are a number of mines that have been postponed. But in terms of exploration work, what can the company do?
We are in a particular situation that we do not fit in a scenario where we would have hundreds of employees, a lot of expats fly in, fly out. We are a base of field workers and geologists where most of them are from the local cities nearby, like a couple of 20, 30 kilometers. And so the field workers are still working in the field because we are respecting social distance, 1 or 2 by group of them and with distance. We have 3 drill rigs, 2 portable and 1 medium size operating at San Marcial. Why? Because we made an acquisition of these drill rigs early in the year with the finance that we completed last year, aiming to reduce the cost of drilling. And we are drilling shallow holes in a main portable drill rig in the San Marcial area in the 8 targets that we have there. That's another project nearby Plomosas, drilling probably shallow holes 20, 30 meters deep, testing some veins. And also we have the other drill hole, drill rig, that's the medium size, drilling some areas of 150 meters long drill holes. We can do that because we brought an experienced driller to train local employees, supporting the employment in the local communities and giving them opportunity to work and get training to be drillers.
Okay, so future news flow here. We will continue to see results out of Plomosas, but San Marcial, you are still working on at least testing out some of these targets there as well. And remember, San Marcial is the one with the resource that you came out at the beginning of 2019. So news that will continue. Marcio, can you update all of our listeners on the cash that is in the bank for the company, please?
Right now, we are below the 2 million, a little bit below that. And that money was raised for the full purpose to fund the exploration at San Marcial. It was a financing that was completed in November last year. And as you said at the beginning of this interview, the Plomosas was acquired last month. So although we have all these drill holes at some stage, some drilling is required, and we are discussing with some shareholders how we are going to evolve on this. But we have cash for to fully fund San Marcial and a little bit of the work at Plomosas for the upcoming months.
Okay, one final comment. The company shares outstanding as of the end of March was just under 86 million. Fully diluted basis, 97 million. Some strong shareholders too. First Majestic through that deal to acquire Plomosas. They hold 19.9%. You also have SSR Mining as a shareholder, JDS Mining, Sandstorm Gold. They all hold different percentages. I will post a link to the company presentation on this weekend show posting, so everybody can go through that presentation, and please email me with any other questions you have for Marcio, and quite frankly, any other questions or comments you want from any of the guests that I have featured on this weekend show. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. Everybody, hey, thanks for tuning in on this weekend show. I hope everybody is safe and trying to make the best of being really stuck at home through that whole month of April and now turning the corner into May. I've appreciated all the emails I've been getting, everybody tuning in to our webinars and tuning in day after day, sharing all of your thoughts. Marcio, appreciate your time this weekend. Everybody, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.